Incumbent Congressman Democrat Bill Owens is 1 point ahead of his Republican challenger Matt Doheny, according to the Siena poll completed on Tuesday. Siena College Research Institute pollster Steven Greenberg says that's despite Owens having a double-digit lead in their last poll taken 7 weeks ago.
There's been a very active campaign over the last 7 weeks. Voters in this district have had their mailboxes stuffed every day. There are huge numbers of radio and TV commercials by the candidates, by the national parties, and by a whole bunch of groups making independent expenditures. So the voters have been inundated by the campaign, and what we really see is that this race has tightened up to now a near dead heat. Bill Owens has the support of 44% of likely voters. Matt Doheny, the challenger, has the support of 43%. And the real biggest movement over the last 7 weeks has been among independent voters. In our earlier poll, independent voters gave Owens a 30-point lead. Now, independents are near break-even with a slight 2-point edge to Matt Doheny.
SUNY Plattsburgh political scientist Tom Conda says the Siena poll reflects the impact of heavy advertising in the race.
If you look in the poll from September to now, Owens's negatives have gone up a lot, but also Doheny's negatives have gone up about 10 points. And that's pretty typical of when somebody is having a lot of really negative advertising, that it drives up the negatives more usually for the person who is on the wrong end of the advertising.
The 21st district is newly drawn due to redistricting. Pollster Steven Greenberg says the poll indicates that is also affecting the numbers.
This is a district that is largely new, not geographically, but in terms of voters. 58% of this district is areas or voters that Bill Owens currently represents. 42% of the voters in this district are new to Owens and Doheny. And what we see is that in the area that Owens currently represents, he's got a 7-point lead there. In the new areas, largely in the capital region, what we see is that Doheny has a 10-point lead.
Tom Conda says there are wide variations in political viewpoints across this new district.
Given how close Owens' two races have been before and how close this one promised to be, something like that that added a lot of new people, it always has an impact. That and the fact that Doheny is from the western part of the district, which is a little more populous than the old part of the eastern part of the district. Down in the southern part of the district, where people don't know Owens, he does markedly worse. But this is not, in fact, a Democratic district. It wasn't really before the redistricting, and it's not now. It's a district where more people would just tilt toward the Republicans than toward the Democrats, but by a very small margin. The northern tier is a little more heavily Democratic than the southern part of this district.
Doheny and Owens were unavailable for comment. The Doheny campaign released a statement saying, quote, "Momentum is on our side. These numbers line up with our earlier polls and the shift we've seen over the past month," unquote. The Owens campaign statement says, quote, "We've said all along the only poll that matters is on Election Day. Voters have responded to Bill Owens' message of bipartisanship and helping to create jobs," unquote. A third candidate, the Green Party's Donald Hassig, received 4% support, down 2% from Siena's last poll. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.